This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz. Welcome. Morning Devotions. The Reader's Digest once ran a very popular article called Life's 25 Toughest Questions. I found it very interesting. Things like, can love really last a lifetime? Do animals really have a sixth sense? Does money really buy happiness? You know, they were excellent questions, and each of us do have questions about life, and whether they get answered or not is another matter. Now, some people like to ask the question is, why am I so unlucky? What if I'd done this earlier? And why am I always in such a pickle, in such a situation? Because these questions are backward-looking, the answers you get with them are naturally disempowering. But on the other hand, a question like, what can I learn from this experience? What can I do differently to move forward? What am I grateful for? These are, I suppose, better questions. They're more empowering because they provoke you to get thinking. There's another way to think about this. To receive the right answer, you must first ask the right question. And here are a few questions which I think are very important. What are the most important things to you? How would you describe yourself? And what are your values? Well, we've had that experience when we get so wrapped up in something that the minutes turn to hours, and before we know it, we're just so engrossed in something we enjoy doing, we missed our dinner because we got so wrapped up in something we love doing. In his prime, there's a story of Isaac Newton. His mother had to regularly come in and to remind him to eat because he'd go entire days so absorbed in his work that he used to forget about eating. Well, that's the sort of thing that passionate people do, I guess. Time flies when they're engaged in their favourite hobby. Kids are very switched on with their questions. You know, kids are always asking questions. Mummy, why are germs bad? Mummy, how does the car radio work? Well, look, Mum, will there be Legos in heaven? These sort of questions. Well, I wonder if I could let you into another couple of questions that we should ask ourselves. And this is what I want to ask you today. What do I want to be? What do I want to do? What do I want to have in life? And why do I want it? Now, they're a fairly basic type of questions. They're simple. And yet we often move past those. We're looking for something more complicated. A study from the U.S. Harvard University revealed that only 5% of Americans have written down their goals in life. I guess that's the same here in this country. Many of us drift through life without any goals or direction, and we wonder why we have no sense of where we're going or no sense of direction. But God has made us to relate to other people, and the Bible makes that quite clear. When we connect with others in a meaningful way, life does take on a new direction. Have you found that to be the case? A good friend, for example. Have you got a friend who can give you support and encouragement and guidance? Someone who'll be brave enough to speak the truth. There's an African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go by yourself. But if you want to go far, go with others. We think it's important to make a very quick, you know, speedy decision, but I think it's more important to make the right decision. There are some things in your life that you can't change without the help of other people. People can pray for you and support you. That's why I think it's important to belong to a group, perhaps a church group or a Bible study group, where you meet in the informality of a home where you can learn and laugh together, share life. What will it cost? What am I willing to give? Here are more questions. I'm asking a lot of questions today. Is it worth it? They're the sort of questions I think that we need if we're talking about a focused life. The greatest use of your life is to invest in something that will outlast it. Jesus said, what good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet forfeit his soul? That's in Mark 8:36. So what it means there is don't start working towards your goal until you've really sat down and counted the cost. So the words of Jesus speak to us today. The Bible's not there for yesterday. His teaching is relevant for today because God has a master plan for you and me. God has already laid out that plan. Rick Warren says, it's not about you, it's about God. So we need to sort of see what it is that God is saying. With all the questions we might have, the greatest question to ask is, can I give my life to God today? Thank you, Lord. There are questions, but we look for the answers from you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.